Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. It's now 9:16, coming on to 9:17. Time for Market Watch on the Morning Run. We have on the line with us from Singapore, Stephen Innes, Senior Asia Pacific Forex Trader at Awanda. Good morning, Stephen. Let's start off with a look at Singapore this morning. Last night, we saw Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong collapse at the podium during a speech at the National Day rally. Do you think this could shake investors of Singapore markets today?
No, I don't think so. We didn't really see any overt reaction in the markets this morning to that. Of course, health is always a consideration when it comes to major political figures in any country, and of course it will weigh on sentiment to a degree. But given the fact that Singapore is positioned quite well amongst the financial markets, we're not expecting any significant fallout from the Prime Minister's health situation.
But does it highlight to investors that, you know, Singapore needs to have a clear succession policy?
I think that's a valid point, yes. I think succession policy is definitely there. But if you look at the way that the division of power is set up, especially in the financial area, and this would really what would be... You know, impacting investor sentiment, it really falls down to the MAS, and MAS seems to be on a solid footing. So I think from an international perspective, what's occurring domestically in the political landscape may not have such an overriding concern to international investors.
And what's the outlook on the Singapore dollar then?
Well, you know, obviously it's strengthened quite a bit, but as you can tell by the last week's export data that came in, it's definitely weighing on investors' sentiment, and as well as weighing on the export markets. The one thing is obviously MAS has come out and stated that well, there's no shift in their policy. However, I'm certain if this export sector remains weak, there will be some type of reaction. Down the road, but there's no expected imminent action, so I think it's just business as usual. And basically right now, if you look at the broader landscape of the ASEAN currencies in general, they're basically tied at the hip to the US dollar movements right now. So we're seeing a little bit of weakening across the landscape right now. Basically, as we near the Jackson Hole Symposium, I mean, there's lots of discussion by Fed members in the press these days about the Federal Reserve Board moving to a path of interest rate normalization. So that seems to be the dominant force, not only in the G10 space, but also in the emerging market space.
But then again, Stephen, the central bankers in the U.S., you know, the Federal Reserve presidents, they seem to be giving us all sorts of messages. Should we be listening to the Fed president?
Well, that's a good point. I mean, obviously, the division is centered between the board and the Fed presidents. That's a very, very valid point. I think what they're trying to do, from my opinion, is I think they're trying to nudge up interest rate expectations, not to really say that, okay, well, we're going to move in September, but try to nudge up the December expectations. Because if we look historically, there's never really been a Fed interest rate hike without the implied underlying futures pricing in around a probability of around, close to about a 70% likelihood. Right now, we're looking at September, and that's only down at 20%. So definitely, we're not going to be seeing a September rate hike. December, it's around 50%. So I think what the objective here and the underlying tone I'm getting is that I think the Federal Reserve wants to nudge up December expectations so that the market starts to get back in the mode that the U.S. are about to move towards a path of interest rate normalization.
Well, coming back to this part of the world, in Malaysia, we saw recent reports that the Malaysian government investment issue bonds, the GII bonds, have now been included in JP Morgan's index. What do you think this means for the industry?
Well, I think it's great. I mean, first of all, it should increase the liquidity in the Sukuk instruments, you know, which is one of the biggest negative features in the market. And, you know, from an outside, like from an investor's perspective, that really cannot. Some investors are prohibited from trading foreign exchange. However, they can use these bonds as a proxy to get exposure into the Malaysian market, because obviously if they're going to be buying a Malaysian bond, they would have to buy it through a local currency. So there's some aspect that this could be a beneficial to the broader investment space. So I anticipate this to be a positive element going forward.
And shifting our focus to Indonesia, we've got Sri Mulyani, the new finance minister, announcing that she's going to go after tax evaders. What does this mean for the Indonesian market? Will we see a huge inflow of what was tax evasion funds previously come back to the economy?
Yeah, it's a good point. I mean, they've been going down this tax amnesty line for several months now, and I think, you know, if you look at the budget and, you know, their attempt to balance the budget, I think this is one of the areas, you know, some of the low-hanging fruit that they could actually go after. And I think the market's reacting fairly positively to this, and I don't think this is a negative. I think this is a plus for the Indonesian rupiah.
Thanks so much. That was Stephen Innes, a senior Asia-Pacific Forex trader at Awanda.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right.
What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's well made. Where did you get this? I'm talking to you with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.